On some level, he still couldn't believe that Eisner was behind it all. He knew Litvak had detested him from his first day at the company. Perhaps he was trying to precipitate something on his own. If Eisner was behind it, he wondered who else knew. If Eisner hadn't told anyone else, perhaps Ovitz could still change his mind. As he later testified, "I wasn't going to let them beat me. I was going to make it work." Whether Eisner was behind it or not, Ovitz realized he'd have to confront him. He couldn't bear the uncertainty. Later that afternoon, he went into Eisner's office and closed the door. He asked if Eisner had sent Litvak to fire him, and Eisner admitted he had. "How could you?" Ovitz asked. "After 30 years of friendship, how could you?" Eisner was silent. Finally, he said, "We need to resolve this. We need to put a good face on this." "Well, I'm not going anywhere," Ovitz replied. "You made a lot of promises to me before I came here. I'm still learning. You can't cut this off right now. You can't fire me. You've got to give me more time to integrate. I'm not giving up on this." With a tinge of bitterness, he added, "I'm just finally understanding how this place runs." When Eisner didn't reply, Ovitz walked out of the office. After mulling over the situation, Ovitz wrote Eisner a letter dated October 8th. "Michael, I have been reflecting on our situation," he began. "Needless to say, I am as shell-shocked today as I was then. However, after my conversation with Sandy and the many subsequent discussions with you, it seems to me that you would be much happier if I were not with the company. To that end, I guess I should try to explore other possibilities." While hardly enthusiastic at the process, Ovitz was now at least willing to explore the Sony possibility that Eisner had been pushing ever since the dinner with Idei and Oga. Still, he worried that he was being set up for a breach of contract suit if he looked for another job while still employed by Disney. So he added, "P.S. Since Sandy raised his point of view on the company and me, I think I need you to acknowledge this note by signing it so that I do not end up in a problem which I do not want with the company or my best friend." Ovitz later explained that he added the postscript, "because I didn't trust my best friend or Sandy Litvak, period." Asked if he was being sarcastic when describing Eisner as his best friend, Ovitz replied, "Absolutely not. I had a relationship. Our families had a relationship. And I tried really hard to separate the confused feelings that I had about this. But in my body I felt this terrible sense of betrayal by him. And it just festered with me. But I still wrote that. Unfortunately, there is a part of me that is very vulnerable to the people that I allow to get close to me. And it's one of the reasons I don't allow a lot of people to get close to me. And he was one of those few people." Eisner responded by handwritten note the same day. He was pleased that Ovitz was finally facing up to the reality of the situation, and that he might even get another job which could relieve Disney of an enormous financial obligation. "Michael, I read your note and I really appreciate the spirit in which it was written. In light of all our conversations, I am sure you realize that I do not object to your trying to work out a deal for yourself with Sony. And if Sony replaces Disney's financial obligations to you so you come out the same or better, and if Sony handles the Disney and